This is KUT. All this week we've been reporting on Austin's Vision Zero plan aimed at eliminating traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2025. The plan identifies the causes and offers dozens of recommendations to reduce those fatalities. Now it's up to the full city council to approve the plan or ask for changes. Even if it's approved, KUT's Kate McGee reports some people are concerned the plan faces challenges ahead.
The Vision Zero draft plan moved through the City Council's Mobility Committee this week. The committee voted 3-1 to send it to the full council for final vote. If approved, it's up to the Vision Zero task force and various city departments to make sure the recommendations become a reality. Not everyone is confident the lead department, Austin Transportation, can handle that responsibility.
Anybody who's watched Austin City politics over the last 5 to 8 years understands that there's no sense of immediacy given to anything.
That's Mike Levy, a member of the city's Public Safety Commission. He's also the commission's representative on the Vision Zero task force. When Vision Zero started, City Manager Mark Ott told the planning department to lead the task force. But earlier this year, the project was shifted to transportation. That's the department that was recently described like this in a city audit.
We found that the city has not effectively coordinated either internally among city departments or externally with our various transportation partners.
Corey Stokes is with the city auditor's office.
Roles and responsibilities weren't fully defined or understood. Transportation planning and priority models were out of date. The city has not fully utilized crash information to improve traffic safety.
It's unclear why the project was transferred to transportation. Ott's office never returned requests for comment. Transportation officials say they're understaffed and the department suffers from years of underinvestment. Department Director Rob Spiller says Vision Zero is safe in his hands.
A lot of accolades need to go to the planning department for getting that started, but we have adopted and wrapped our arms around that and believe that that is a way forward.
Jim Dale, Assistant Director of ATD, told me this is how they'll hold themselves accountable to implement those Vision Zero recommendations.
The way we've designed in accountability is through a report card that annually that we'll do. We've also designed in accountability by continuing the Vision Zero task force.
Dale says the department has already started implementing some of the Vision Zero plan. Officials repeatedly mention the ongoing safety improvement projects at 5 high crash locations. But it's unclear what the exact benchmarks are for implementing some of the longer term recommendations and who is held accountable if they aren't. That may be because there are a lot of unknowns and the transportation department can't predict the future. Namely, how will many of these projects be funded and can the current and future councils be convinced that these ideas should be a priority? Commander Art Fortune is a Vision Zero Task Force member from the Austin Police Department. He also runs APD's Highway Enforcement Division. Fortune's concern is many Vision Zero Task Force members have other jobs.
I'm running a command. My time, not that it's not invaluable to Vision Zero, but I've got to run a budget, I've got discipline, I've got issues. So to really just dedicate myself to Vision Zero is hard.
Like, how do we know that these things are going to be prioritized? And is someone going to be reminding city council members to add sidewalk funding? And are we looking for alternative ways to fund building sidewalks out?
That's Tom Wald with the Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Plus, the plan is way past its deadline, which raises concerns for the implementation of possible future projects. The Vision Zero plan was supposed to be presented to the council last fall. Mike Levy with the Public Safety Commission says that's a concern.
Here we're talking about human lives, human safety, and it's taking forever.
He says where there are dozens of stakeholders, boards, and commissions involved in a City of Austin project, none of them have true responsibility or accountability. Kate McGee, KUT News.